Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. It's time for the GizWiz with Mads Maddest writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1440, recorded October 29th, 2013. You're massaging it wrong. The GizWiz is brought to you by Lynda.com. Learn what you want when you want with access to over 2,000 high-quality online courses and training videos, all for one low monthly price. To try it free for 7 days, visit Lynda.com/GizWiz. That's LYNDA.com/GizWiz. And now, get ready for Dick. Ladies and gentlemen, time does not stand still, and neither does the GizWiz. Hit it!
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and Leo Laporte on Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease, a nerd pathology, rows and rows of USBs, growing, glowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Thrill cam time.
Yeah, you know
what? Fire away, thrill!
I don't think we're getting it.
there's been a horrible accident.
Yeah, you know, you can blame me on that. Right before we started, I didn't look down to see that it was a black camera. There's nothing on it. So.
We'll fix it because this you've got to see.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm challenged.
The thrill-less cam.
The thrill-less cam. No, that's been that for since day one.
You know what? It might actually be.
How are you, Dickie D? So did spring finally come to beautiful Manhattan?
Spring?
Winter? Summer? Yeah, fall? One of those, I'm sure.
Fall. Leaves are turning. The leaves are turning.
So am I. Did you notice?
Yes, I noticed. Wow. Are you wearing roller skates or something?
You see here you go. Reverse thrill cam. There we go.
There we go. It's going back.
This is about as good as we can do today, all right?
Wow.
Is it stuck? What's going on? Oh, here it comes. Here it comes. Jason.
Oh, man.
What did it run into?
Now.
There we go. See?
Thrill cam accident.
Wow. That was good. Yeah, so getting cool. You don't have do the leaves change color?
Well, look at me. I'm wearing a Cosby sweater. It's not because the leaves haven't changed color. That's what I gotta say. Yes, they do actually, but not in all of California. Most of California, in the fall, the color change is from the golden brown dry hills to they get green all of a sudden when the rain. Now, we haven't had rain yet, but oddly enough. We don't have a lot of deciduous trees. That's what turns color in New England and so forth. But we do have Japanese maples, and they actually get fiery red. They're beautiful right now.
Wow.
Yeah, so we have some. Yeah. I don't think you can see any. Well, yeah, see, if you could see, you can't. If you could see this tree over here.
Okay. So the wine train doesn't go out on a full foliage trip.
No, but I'm sorry I had wine for lunch right now.
I can see it, yeah.
I'm hard for me to stand up straight, but you'll understand that in a moment.
Okay, okay.
So anyway, here comes fall. Are you wearing a sweater?
No, I'm just wearing
flannel counts.
Flannel counts. Plaid flannel.
Dick's in a grunge band in the Pacific Northeast.
Yes, go ahead.
No, I don't have a joke with that. I was thinking, but I couldn't come up with. I was thinking something like Nervampshire or Nervermont. But nothing really clicked. Do you ever have that? I mean, here you are, a comedy writer, brilliant, talented, very famous humorist. People sometimes watch this show and forget that. But you are, and I'm wondering if you ever, you know, you're sitting down, you're about to write one of your world-famous movie parodies for Mad Magazine. If you know there's a joke in there, but you just struggle, you can't get it out, or does it just flow out of you like go ahead. I know there's a joke in there, but I...
No, I know. My theory on writing comedy is I sit down, and if I can't think of anything funny in 10 minutes, I just leave the computer. and I'll go walk fairway. Or what I more like to do is say, okay, in this opening splash, I need to have something crazy that Superman is doing as he enters the frame.
Right.
And I can't think of it. So I take fairway out and I walk around and I might be out for an hour. And I go, wait a minute, how about Superman slams directly into Batman, right, and something will come.
So inspirational hit you like that thrill cam hit the twit pillow earlier. It just kind of
exactly
comes
exactly
in. Exactly.
Yeah, it just like that.
And eventually. Right? It doesn't work the first time.
Not necessarily. Yeah.
Yes,
well,
exactly.
That's what I'm curious
and
about.
Not necessarily.
Overcoming writer's block, right?
Yes, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Did you see there was a very funny post, I think it was on Google Plus today, of high schoolers' bad analogies?
No. I like it already.
Let me see if I can find it, because it was pretty good. It just made me think of that because I was trying to come up with an analogy, you know. So here it is. Well, this is on I Can Has Cheeseburger, so it's officially a meme. Really bad analogies written by high school students, like her eyes were like two brown circles with big black dots in the center. He was as tall as a 6'3" tree.
Wow.
Her face. This is great writing. Put the camera on me because I got to emote this. Her face was a perfect oval, like a circle that had its two sides gently compressed by a thigh master.
Oh, my.
Here's one for Halloween. You ready?
Yeah.
From the attic came an unearthly howl. The whole scene had an eerie, surreal quality, like when you're on vacation in another city and Jeopardy comes on at 7 p.m. instead of 7:30. You know what I'm talking?
Yeah, I hear it. Man, that's weird.
John and Mary had never met. They were like two hummingbirds who had also never met.
Oh, God.
Here's
is this
one.
On
this is how we buy this. I think this is written for you, Liz. She had a deep, throaty, genuine laugh, like the sound a dog makes just before it throws up. All right. No.
Well, so we don't have to worry about where the new writers are coming from.
The young people of today, talented.
Oh, unbelievable.
The ballerina rose gracefully on point and extended one slender leg behind her, like a dog at a fire hydrant. He was as lame as a duck. Not the metaphorical lame duck either, but a real duck that was actually lame. Maybe, I don't know, stepping on a landmine or something.
That's in there, too. Are you making that
no,
up?
No, these are all real.
Oh, my God.
How about this one? Her vocabulary was as bad as, like, whatever. She grew on him like she was a colony of E. coli and he was room temperature Canadian beef.
God. Wow.
All right, I got a couple more.
And you thought romance was dead.
The revelation that his marriage of 30 years had disintegrated because of his wife's infidelity came as a rude shock, like the surcharge at a formerly surcharge-free ATM. And finally, this may be my favorite, the lamp just sat there like an inanimate object.
Well, that's good.
Really bad analogies written by high school students. I don't know where that came from, but we're going to let illiterate high school students write our material from now on, and I think it's working.
The sad thing is they're all from one person. The teacher.
Right. Anyway, Dick, let's get serious. Because we are not here merely to entertain.
No,
we're here
not.
To inform.
Exactly, and fill up time on the internet.
Basically, that's our job.
That's our job.
We're internet filler, and we're damn good at it.
And
we have some gadgets.
Know what? In the city this past weekend was Photo Plus Expo. The 2013 version.
That's a big, that's a serious photographer's exposition.
Yeah, that actually is, the big, you walk around and they're printing posters, 80 by 100 inches long, these mega printers. But I hunted around and found some kind of offbeat stuff, kind of gizwiz worthy stuff. I found a new helicopter. Now, you've had two helicopters on the show.
We have quadcopters. We had the...
Quadcopters. I'm sorry. This is a new quadcopter.
Yeah, we had the Parrot AR, and then what is the name of the $800 one we've been using lately? It's very nice. It's a solid platform. You put a camera on it. You float it in the air. What is it?
It's a DJI Phantom.
It's the DJI Phantom. But what did you see?
Well, okay, so I don't know if this is better. This is from Rota Concept. It's the Rota Concept Discovery Quadcopter. Now, it has a one-pound payload. So what is it?
That's not much.
Oh, a pound is not much.
Well,
okay.
No. I mean, you couldn't get a big SLR on that. Those are many pounds.
Oh, okay. GPS hold system.
GoPro would be fine. How much does our Phantom hold? Do you know, John?
GoPro.
It holds a GoPro. These are probably fairly similar. Well, look at that.
Okay, that's the Quad Discovery. Yeah. Auto return when you want it to come home?
Yeah, ours has auto return. We find it doesn't... It's not reliable enough to really say, go little Phantom copter, go fly away.
Okay. 20 minutes of flight time? Is that's
about comparable. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wait a minute. Wait. I think I got you on this. Nighttime navigation lights.
No, we don't have that.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
we
right,
do.
So,
yeah, John says, yeah, we do.
Oh, John said, well, wait a minute.
All right. And John said it like this. Show me. Yeah. Yeah, we do.
All right, so John, when it senses low power, it automatically comes back and lands.
That's the auto-homing thing. And it's supposed to do that, right? But we don't find it.
It automatically lands softly.
It automatically lands somewhere.
Where
it lands is kind of sometimes up for grabs.
Oh, okay. Well, this one says that it knows when there's enough power for it to come back from whence it came.
Yeah, I think ours.
Anyway, this promises
the same thing.
Okay,
yeah.
This is not greatly improved.
Look how stable that flight is. That's what's really cool about these things. Is I guess because they have four rotors. I don't know. They just
if you hit the hold button, it'll just stay there by itself using its onboard GPS.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one was $649.
Mm, that's cheaper than ours.
Yeah. And also at the
We get a little more battery life, John?
No.
We got to get 12 minutes. 10 minutes. So this is better battery life, yeah.
Better battery life. At the Javits, they were selling him for $400.
Oh, I mean, man.
Yeah. I should have called
John. Here's the crux. How do you control that thing?
You buy an $800 remote. No.
Can you use your iPad or iPhone?
No, it comes with its own remote control with a little video window. All right, so I didn't.
It's similar, and at $400, it's much better.
Yeah.
Can we fly ours with an iPad or an iPhone?
No,
we can't do that either. You have to use the custom remote.
Yeah. Okay, so they're pretty much the same, except this one's cheaper if you happen to find it at a trade show.
If you're at the Javits Center right now.
At the Javits Center, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
20
minutes actually is significantly more battery life than I think anything we've seen. It's twice what we get, yeah.
Okay. All right, now let's see if you know about, Flixel?
Do I know Flixel? Well, I was just talking to her the other night.
Oh, yeah.
She's down, her corner is right over here. No, I don't know Flixel.
So Flixel, I rarely do apps, but I walked by the Flixel booth and had a little demo of Flixel. So what it is, this is an app where you shoot 10 seconds of video, and then it lets you freeze it and just animate.
Oh, look, that's kind of cool.
Tiny little.
Yeah, they're cinemagraphs.
Yes, they are.
Named after the iPhone application that invented this cinemagram.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Well, we had Miss Meyer.
Cool. Banks. You could get Tyra Banks with Flixel?
No, you can get Myra Joyce.
Oh.
That's right. I don't have an iPad, so there's a free version.
Oh, look at that.
And so I'm just going to let Myra tell you what she thought of the free version, and then Jason's going to put up a couple of things that Myra did with her free...
You know, Tyra Banks is an investor in this company. The model, Tyra Banks. Yes.
Really?
Well, she wears a lot of hairspray, and she noticed one day that her head was moving, but her hair wasn't. And she thought, if I could turn this into an iPhone app, I could probably afford to move both my head and my hair.
Wow.
And Living Photo was born.
It is amazing how Mother Nature creates these problems and then solves them, isn't it? All right, so we'll just cut to Myra here, and she'll tell you what she did with this app.
I'd like to see this.
Go ahead.
Okay, it was a lot of fun, let me tell you. But there's no instructions on the website, so you just download it. There's no help or anything in the app. But I realize anybody with half a brain can figure it out, and I finally did figure it out.
That leaves Dick and me out.
I was just going to say, we're lost.
We share the same half brain, so really we're more like quarter brains.
Well, I had to Google it to actually figure out what to do. Anyway, it's very fun, and I think if Jason shows the pictures.
You made that?
I did.
That's cool.
So I made that on my stove. So what it is that it takes, first it takes an image, a still image, but then the video recording keeps rolling and it rolls for about 10 seconds. And then you tell it to stop, it stops, and then you get the picture and you sort of rub over the part of the picture you want to have moving.
With your finger?
With your finger. So there's Dick. So I took that, and then I just...
we just shot this a few minutes
ago. Never stops moving. I love it.
Robert Osborne.
I saw Robert Osborne bobblehead?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow. Is that part of your pay for doing Turner Classic Movies?
Yes, an honorarium and swag.
Swag.
Right. So that's it. It was really fun. It's very addicting.
So Tyra has been using this on America's Next Top Model, I believe.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, you can try it yourself free at flixel.com. And the guy said, you know, the bare bones version, there's not a lot you can do with it. But the professional version you can. And I thought it was going to be $100. But the professional version is $10.
Yeah, because it's an app. You can't charge $100 for an app. Yeah, yeah. So we've shown Cinemagram, which I think was the earliest of the bunch, and then on iPad today. And there was another one I can't remember the name of. But there are a number of these apps like this. Flixel. Flixel. It's pretty cool. Actually, the ones with Tyra Banks look really good. And actually, the one with you, those are the ones Myra did. So, Myra, you just color the part that you want to move. Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And it was kind of fun because in that one of that she did with the candle is that the candle's flickering, but in the reflection, the candle is steady. So it's kind of fun.
Yes, I saw that. That's a miracle of modern physics. Yes. I was very impressed.
Isn't that what Myra is all about?
Myra herself is a miracle of modern physics. I don't know how she remains standing.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's the only part of her that moves is her head.
Myra Joyce meet Tyra Banks. You two belong together. Myra and Tyra. What is that?
That's good.
Is that a signal to Dennis to bring more
Dennis, if you're upstairs, feed Myra again.
Myra, you're like Ozzy. Ozzy does that. He brings his empty bowl, you know. Myra's like, my bowl, Dennis. The bowl, it's
that's
empty.
That's it.
Notice anything about this bowl, Dennis?
Yeah.
I can see the bottom, Dennis. You did say bottomless poo-poos.
No, fortunately, she doesn't do it on the rug anymore. We just said, Myra, there is a bathroom just about 10 feet from here. So,
very nice review. Let's give Myra another treat, shall we?
Yes, exactly.
Does Myra actually live there now? Because I'm really getting the feeling.
Almost.
Yeah.
Almost. She goes home one day a week. She'll be like... After Gizfish, she goes, you know, Dick, I live all the way up in Riverdale. I have to be back Tuesday for the Giz Whiz. I'll just stay.
It's such a long commute.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's a way to save gas, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unless she eats Dennis's hors d'oeuvres, then all bets are off.
Yeah.
But I left my iPad there on Saturday.
Oh, right.
Yeah, she's always leaving something here.
That's a sign a girl likes you, you know, Dick.
Yeah, I know that. I know that.
She leaves a little something behind. She calls you and says, you know, can I come over? I left my gun in your drawer. So, gadget one is done.
Gadget two is done.
Gadget two is not yet through.
No, gadget two is done.
Gadget two is through.
Right. That's right. That's helicopter, Flixel.
I'm getting through. It now. If my math is correct, this would be time for Dick. You have to forgive me. I'm having a little trouble getting oxygen to the brain. And you'll see why when I get to my gadget. This would be gadget three.
This would be gadget three. Yes. Now you will be more interested in this, I think, than the others, because you introduced me to this gadget 6 years ago.
Yes.
And I didn't know what you were talking about back then. But now this is a gadget that this is going to be
I'm sorry. We've done too much match game on this show. And people are now supplying me with my girlfriend called and said she left my blank in her apartment.
Oh, that's good.
And the blank so far, pride, hand grenade, and lawsuit. So there you go. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. Gadget three.
No, that's okay.
Yeah.
Gadget number three. Okay, so it's a product that's been around for 9 years.
Yes.
Just being introduced is Generation 5. 6 years ago, on the Daily Giz Whiz, you talked about version 2.
How many years ago?
6 years ago.
6 years ago. Wow.
August 2007, when the Daily Giz Whiz was 12 minutes long.
The ads are 12 minutes long now.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait a minute. And 6 years ago, the Toothpick Bird was in version 2? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, the Light Sphere. Yes. I still have my original Lightsphere 2.
Okay, well, we have now come up to, and it's being released next month. I think they ship November 5th, Lightsphere 5.
Wow.
Which is
seriously, how much can you improve a piece of plastic that goes on top of a flash?
Well, now it's collapsible. No, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it is because it's hard for me to carry my Lightsphere around.
There you go.
Yeah,
you
look at that. That is an improvement, actually. Yeah.
You can now crunch it down.
So the whole idea of this is if you have a strobe flash that you put on your camera, as everybody knows, direct flash is terrible. Sometimes you do ceiling bounce, or you might use a card to bounce it off the flash. But Gary sells these little, basically it's a diffuser that goes right on the strobe. And actually, I like it a lot. It softens the light. It keeps it from having those hard-edged flashes. But it is a little hard to put in your camera bag because the one I have many moons ago didn't really fold up. So this is nice.
This is the folding version, and it has a new mount, so it can pretty much mount on any flash unit. And it's $59.95. Yeah, I know. So he knows what he's doing.
Gary makes a good living on these.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's version 5, because now he's got 9 years out of one gadget.
If I keep making this thing in different forms, maybe people will keep buying it.
He's worried now because after you make it collapsible, what do you do next?
Well, a lot of people, I remember 6 years. It's been 6 years, but the wounds are still fresh. A lot of people mocked me for recommending this and said, oh, come on, $60 for a piece of Tupperware. You could make that out of almost anything. And people show me a lot of do-it-yourself stuff. But I have to say, I've gotten a lot of mileage out of it.
Yeah, I think Gary has too. Yeah. I think Gary's gotten more mileage out of it than you.
Yeah, maybe more. Yeah. But I'm still on version 2. See, I feel no need to upgrade, really. I got everything I need.
All right.
Yeah, okay. But you could easily make such a thing. All you need is special collapsible Tupperware.
Oh, okay, fine.
And a little Scotch tape.
As the bracket. Fine, okay.
Yeah. No, I think it's worth it because it's. But believe me, you don't want to. I mean, you could cut yourself on those things making them. Yeah,
and if you go to the website, he actually does a demo of direct flash, bounce flash, and
it makes a big difference. Yeah, it makes a. I will vouch for that anyway. Hey, yeah. Dick, before we get to my gadget, I hope we get to it soon because I'm running out of steam. our show today brought to you by my good friend, Linda Wyman. You may know her better as Linda.com, the teacher of all things software, not just software, too, business skills like resume making. If you, for instance, just downloaded OS X Mavericks, doesn't take long before Linda's got an OS X Mavericks Essentials video. If you want to do video production lighting, we were just talking about lighting. She's got a course that was just added this week. Management tips, the fundamentals of content marketing, all science, all sorts of stuff at Linda.com. Now, I got to tell you, many of Linda's teachers are people you've seen on our network. Scott Bourne, Derek Story, Bert Monroy, the best people ever. Teaching in a beautifully produced video. They have over 2,000 courses now on Linda.com. These are not homemade videos. I mean, they're doing stuff really, really well. And notice, by the way, and this is designed specifically for this. This is their Photoshop, one of their many Photoshop courses. Full screen, easy to read. You can even get the project materials, so you can actually do it on your own Photoshop while you're watching on your iPad or a laptop. I just think Linda does it right. Really great stuff. There's a transcript, so you can search for the thing you want to learn and jump right to that part of the video. Courses for every experience level, from complete, you know, newbie, if you're just starting out on Lightroom or Photoshop or Microsoft Word, to expert. They have Excel tips that people who use Excel every day had never heard of. Really great stuff. And a wide range of, as I said, topics, including business strategies and creative techniques. They've got a new series, Creative Inspirations, documentaries that follow companies and creative individuals who are leaders and entrepreneurs and inventors and experts. Bert Monroy is the subject of one of them that's really great. I'm a big fan of Linda.com. Now, you can go and look at videos for free, but I've got an even better deal for you. You can try it, any video on the site, any course on the site, all you can eat for 7 days. That's enough to take several courses. Learn everything you want to know about Mavericks or coding an app. They have app coding. They have a lot of programming stuff. Learning computer programming. Isn't that awesome? Not that computer that he was working on, but a real computer. So $25 a month normally for access to all the course material, the library. It's $37.50 a month. You get the premium plan, and that includes the exercise files. You can also do it for free right now at lynda.com/gizwiz. It's Lynda. Lynda.com/gizwiz. And you get access to all 2,000 courses absolutely free for 7 days. Lynda.com/gizwiz. Think about something you'd like to learn. And visit Lynda.com for work, for play. Even like the creative quick tips is great. Just to kind of like jumpstart your mind. If you don't have fairway to take a walk for a walk, this is almost as good. Lynda.com/gizwiz. And we thank them so much for their support of the Gizwiz Show. Dick, I've worked up a fine sweat.
Yeah. You know, are you generating your own electric as you?
Yeah.
Are you standing on something?
Looks like I'm standing at my desk, doesn't it? But I'm not. I am standing at something many people I know want. I know some people who have used them with great results. This, my friends, are you ready?
Yeah.
Is a lifespan treadmill desk. Turn it all the way up to 4 miles an hour. Look at that. I've been walking.
Were you walking the entire time?
This whole time. People thought I was drunk. I had to go to the bathroom. No. But what's interesting about this, in fact, I was walking at a fairly slow rate. I think it was a mile an hour. But if I set it at 2 miles an hour, that's a fairly slow pace, slow enough that I can type, I could watch TV, I could talk to you, but actually get quite a bit of exercise. It's recording how many steps you take, your heart rate. It's got a dead man's switch. So if I accidentally die or go off the edge, more likely,
right,
it'll break the contact, just like at the gym, and the treadmill just stops instantly, so you don't have to worry about getting in trouble. It's pretty well made, I got to say. John saw this on Woot.com. Now, get ready for this. Normally, okay, it's $1,500. He got it on Woot.com for $999. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
Now, he said, can I buy this? You can show it on the Gizwiz. And then I will use it, and we will use John as an example. We'll watch him lose weight, melt away before our very eye. I'm melting myself right now.
I can see that.
All right, I'm going to stir it up again. Now,
Is that the height adjustable?
Yeah, there's it's not motorized like my up desk, but there's little adjustments here.
Oh, I see them.
So you raise it up or down.
Yep, okay.
And you do need enough room. You know, I should point out that this is not, there's an additional, it's a standing desk plus a little bit because you're up, maybe 5 inches off the ground as well because you're on the treadmill. Treadmills are a great way to get exercise in a safe way, a low impact way.
I have a better way for you to get exercise.
What is that, Dick?
Why don't you put your ball on the treadmill?
Try to stay on.
And try to stay on it at 4 miles an hour. I'd pay to see that.
So it goes from 4'10" to 6'8", which means, I mean, not the desk, but the user could be from 4'10".
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you have to be a very tall person.
What you want it up there for? No, the user could be 4'10".
Oh, okay. Okay.
So it's perfect for Myra. To 6'8", so it's perfect for you.
Yeah,
Or anywhere in between. Actually, Dennis is 6'9". He can't use it.
No.
The desk is very stable.
A strange question. Yeah. Could you just use it as a treadmill if, like, you weren't working?
Yeah. The desk is not attached, is it? Or is it? Oh, yeah, the desk is attached because the controls are on the desk. You know what you could do is use it as a treadmill that has a nice space for you to practice mixology or to store your chemicals or whatever, do experiments.
So you could watch a movie and jog.
Totally. Now, how fast does it go, John? Does it get the jogging speed? Let's see. I'm going to turn it all the way up.
Oh, 4 miles an hour is pretty good.
That's a decent. I mean, it's not. You can get the treadmills at the gym can go 30 or 40 miles an hour, but no.
30 or 40, but yeah. Okay, yeah.
You probably don't want to run on it.
Hit the dead man switch. Get ready for the dead man switch video demo.
The idea is this is not as fast as the treadmills at the gym, but it's because you want to keep, because you're working. You're keeping a slow, steady pace. Yeah. So it would not replace the treadmill in your home or your gym if you want an all-purpose treadmill. But the idea is it's not that. It's a desk.
Okay.
Now, it does keep track in the control panel over here. It does keep track of time. I'll take a look at steps. I've taken 112 steps since I killed the dead man.
Someone's doing some pixelating.
Oh, look, it's a Cinemagram.
Courtesy of Liz.
It's a Flickster.
It's just the feet. Legs staying in place. Feet.
This is a good desk for a traveling salesman.
It's almost the same thing when you compare them next
There's
to each other.
There's something wrong here. It says I've only used 6 calories, but that's just since I pulled the dead man switch. So there is now, this is a little disappointing. It does tie into Lifespan Fitness Club, which is an online club. And there is an app, and I'm running on the Macintosh. The app requires Java. It has yet to work. It crashes every time I turn on Bluetooth. And John, who's had this for a while, said it has exactly the same problem for him. So I can't recommend the app on the desktop, which is too bad because the app could record it, put it up on the website. You could share it with other people. There's social and all of that stuff. We didn't try it on Windows. It might probably works better on Windows. But not great. Now, it's not still on Woot, is it, John? It's not still on Woot, is it? He just walked out the door. And I would try to catch him if I could, but I'm exhausted.
Run after him, Leo.
It's not on Woot anymore. That was a one-time only, unfortunately.
No.
This is the Lifespan Fitness TR1200 DT5 treadmill desk. I've always wanted a treadmill desk. I can't for sure vouch for the fact that I would use this all the time. Because I'm sweating. But I probably should. John, how long have you used it for? All day? 2 hours. And the thing about this is you're not doing a high-intensity workout. You're doing, as slow as you want. It goes down to 0.4 miles an hour, which is barely walking. But anything you're going to do like that is going to help, right?
Let's get you while sitting down.
Yeah. John did note that at least one review said that they also had trouble getting the software work, and even after many calls to customer support, gave up. But you could, if you're wearing a Fitbit, and that's what he ended up doing, or some other device like that, it's it would record it and upload it and all of that. Or the Apple iWatch, that was a great. Did you see that event? That was so exciting. Are you going to get one of those? Me, DI no. watch? Oh, I'm excited.
No, I don't think so.
Well, are you getting one? The fact that it makes your bed after you get up. I think that's fabulous.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I take the, can you guys take the long shot again? I need a picture of Leo at that desk. You do the long shot for me? Hang on, hang on.
Okay. What are you going to do? Are you going to Tyra Banks me?
No, I need it for my website, because when you find these things that I can't find, I need a photo. I got it. Thank you. Yeah, are you going to be a spokesperson for this device? It's the lifespan. Lifespan desk.
I love my lifespan. Traveling desk. Well, anyway, you know, I always have, we have a TV in the gym, and it's really true that, you know, if you've got a TV or something to do while you're bicycling or rowing, or
it helps a lot.
It helps a huge amount. So I like the idea of this. You know, there was in one of Neal Stephenson's books, ReamD, one of his characters is a very overweight video game developer. I think it's ReamD, or maybe it was Daniel Suarez's Damon. Maybe it's Damon. Anyway, overweight video game developer who gets one of these, and he basically looks anorexic now. So that's a win-win.
That's, we have that to look forward to.
I really anorexic like this. I could see using this. I could see, you know, you have to say, I'm going to answer email for an hour a day, and then you just do that, right? Or yeah, you read your Kindle on it? Well, you could do that. Yeah. Anyway, $1,500. I'll tell you the website so you can find it, Dick.
Okay, very good.
As soon as I get some oxygen in my brain.
Okay. Oh, I think I'm frozen on your screen.
Oh, no, look.
Don't worry, my feet are still moving.
We just integrated Flixel into the TriCaster.
This is much easier for you, Leo.
Yeah, if you only move half your body, then it's like you're cutting your work in half.
That is disgusting. I don't know what's going on, but I don't like it.
Very funny. This is very funny.
InteractiveHealthPartner.com is the website for this, you know, the keeping your stuff. And it is Lifespan Fitness. Let me just see if there's a Lifespan Fitness on the internet. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And it's the TR1200 DTR.
TR1200 DT5.
DT5, okay, thanks.
Because there's five of us right now. Or maybe my vision's a little blurred.
All right.
This is good.
Did someone Flixel me? Because I'm not moving.
No, that's the point. Is only what's below my waist is moving.
Let's see here. No,
oh,
that doesn't.
Okay, there we go. Oh, my God.
That doesn't really
that's
work.
That's a riot. That's right,
I'll just stand
right
where
there. You go.
I've been walking for days now on my DT5, and boy, are my arms tired.
That is funny. That is great. This is great.
There we go.
Nice.
It won't turn off, or it will. So I'm standing, you know, has one thing I like in a good treadmill will have on the side rails that you can stand on if you want to just stop walking for a little while, but look like you're exercising. And these have nice sturdy ones. Unfortunately, it turns off after 20 seconds, so that's annoying.
So John's going to have it there in the studio and use
John,
it every day?
John, you're taking it home, aren't you? Yeah.
Or no, taking it home. Okay.
We're letting John take it home.
All right, very good.
If it were in the studio, I'd be tempted to use it. I'd lose weight. It'd be bad.
Oh, yeah, you don't want that.
There'd be no continuity from year to year.
I still think someone has to try sitting on a ball and rolling the ball.
Would you bring me my ball, John?
Yeah, I think you...
We have the technology.
Do you have the insurance?
No. Mr. Laporte was doing what?
Right.
He was sitting on a ball while on a treadmill. Now, I guess the idea would be that I sit here on the ball...
Jeremy. And the ball
and then,
will roll.
And then I start the treadmill up?
Yeah. There you go. This is just
and the
what
ball,
could
and you're saying the ball
go
should,
wrong.
The ball should roll underneath me?
That's a great picture. That is a great. What did you have for lunch?
Flush all that. I don't know how you would, because unless, you know, wait a minute. If you greased the ball up, it might rotate underneath you.
Like, there you go.
Yeah, John's taking a picture.
I think
of
you need someone behind you rolling the ball back
John,
under
you're
your
the
butt.
Shot. John. Yeah.
John, be behind.
Here I am
the
working
ball.
Really hard. Okay. Every time you bounce. Oh, that works.
And now you got it fine. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. There you go. You need a ball tender. There. That's fine. You need someone to slap your ball. There you go.
I've wanted Liz to slap my ball for a long time.
There you go. Now you got it.
She's leaving. See, Dick, you took it there, didn't you?
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. And you didn't like Flixel.
Okay, can I stop this thing now?
Yes, yes.
Oh, my God.
I think should.
Lifespanfitness.com.
All right.
They also have a bicycle.
Desk?
Yes.
Wow.
A bicycle desk, John. Think of it. Now you can ride and call at the same time. Oh, the places you'll go.
See, you should be also generating your own power so that you have an incentive to keep pedaling.
Okay, so we've decided that if I had two balls...
That's going to be safe.
They would interact.
Oh, then now it's solved. It's solved.
I get up.
Now, one of them has to
here.
Be, one of them has to be against the window so it can rotate and keep your other ball from moving.
Oh, I get what you're saying. So that's a stopper.
That's a stopper. And this will roll... There you go. This is perfectly safe. The other was silly.
Whose ball is this? This is huge.
This is more thought out.
Thank God for the dead man switch.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right, I'm going to unclip my dead man switch because that's just getting in the way of the functionality. Now... In 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Whoa! Oh. It's going to pop the ball. All right, well.
Well, it's a good try. Well, at least we know.
We're working
at least
on it.
We're working, yeah. It's a work in progress.
It's not going to work.
No, but now you're working your knees also, which is very good.
It's a squat quads, and a treadmill.
Yeah. You know, you look better now.
I feel fitter already.
You look fitter.
I think I might have lost some weight. So, you know, that's what you got.
Leo lost his balls.
I apparently lost everything else as well. Oh, wait a minute. We'll get this. We'll get this right here.
There you go. Now you're all back together. There you go. Da, da, da.
This is magical for audio listeners, by the way.
Da, 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 da. Pow. Bow. 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 Da, da, da.
We've raised this show to a new high.
We've raised it to a new low.
To a new low.
Yeah.
You know. spring has come, my friends. No, it's not. I don't know why I keep saying that.
Spring has gone.
Spring has gone, my friends. Manhattan has become the chilly iceberg it always wanted to be. But there's one place that still steams in the winter twilight at 3:34 p.m., a place where billows of smoke erupt from the chimney. Where could that place be? Well, I can tell you, my friends, it's the moss-covered edifice we know as... Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the maestro of the Gadget Warehouse, Dick DiBartolo.
Leo, how are you, pal?
I'm getting seasick. Would you stay still?
Yes.
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. So we have a very unusual Gadget Warehouse video.
Uh-huh.
Thanks to Bruce Middleton, M-I-T-T-E-L-M-A-N, who says...
Middleton. That's Middleton in German.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I prepared this video about the Brookstone virtual keyboard that just hit the market.
Hmm.
But in a Doctor Who parody, I claim it's from my Gadget Warehouse from the future.
Mm.
I think Dick and Leo will get a kick out of it. And maybe Sarah might want to use it on iPad today, so pass it on. So here is this week's Gadget Warehouse viewer video.
Whoa.
Yes.
TARDIS.
Hi, guys.
Wow. He's the next
Doctor. The
Doctor
was kind enough to make a little side trip back to your era so that I could show you a little gadget from my Gadget Warehouse. This is the virtual keyboard. Although considered primitive in my time, this gadget, although small on the outside, creates a virtual keyboard that's larger on the desktop.
Wow.
History reveals that the virtual keyboard was created by CTX Technologies and was sold by a company called Brookstone. This little $99 device connects to your iPad, iPhone, iPod Touch, Android device, Macintosh, or PC using Bluetooth, and can also connect to your computers using USB. It uses a red laser to display a full keyboard on any non-reflective surface. It has a built-in screen that displays the battery status, mode settings, and even has a built-in typing game to help you improve your skills. Charged by USB, it will work for 2 hours. Although used primarily as a conversation starter in coffee shops, the virtual keyboard proved to be more convenient to carry than a standard keyboard. Well, from that sound, my time in your era is up. It's time to return this little gadget back to its final resting place, my Gadget Warehouse of the future. So until next time, See what he did there? Time.
Wow, that was awesome.
Thank you, Bruce.
Bruce is going to get 2 autographed pictures for that. That's awesome.
Wow.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. That's the booby prize. We'll just send one.
Yes, exactly.
That's better than the sonic screwdriver.
Yeah. Well, you know what? This is very similar to the Celluon Magic Cube we saw at CES about 3 years ago.
People have been talking about this for a while, yeah.
Yes. And I used it at CES, and as even Bruce said in the video, it's more like a conversation piece. What I found in other people who tried it, at least at CES, is if you move your finger in any direction off the key, it types the key next to it. So
right.
It wasn't quite there yet at CES. This does look like a newer version of it.
And it's $100.
It's $100. When it first came out, I think it might have been a little bit more than that, but I'm not sure. Anyway, if you want to send us a video, now Bruce went all out.
We want more.
I know.
Like
we
that.
almost didn't show it because it was too good and it made our stuff look awful.
Yeah, he sets a new standard.
Yeah, well, we're not living up to that standard, trust us. I mean, just go back and look at the piece we just did, and you'll see. So we're looking for videos like Bruce's My Gadget Warehouse, something you have that you don't want to throw out, 2 to 3 minute video. I bought a piece of crap, or I invented this, or my favorite gadget of all time. Just make a little video. You don't need special effects. You know, you should, you know, hopefully be in focus. Just put it up.
We're not exactly setting a high standard, is that
right? No. Yeah. Put it on YouTube. Send Jason the link.
We hope it's in focus.
It'd be nice if the object that you're talking about is in the picture.
Yeah.
That would help.
Yeah.
That would help. Gizwiz at twit.tv. Jason and I will look at them, and hopefully it'll be on the show, and you will get a piece of crap so that we can keep the brick house a little cleaner than it is today.
we love. You're not getting this, though. That's going.
No,
this
John.
Is
yeah,
John.
No.
John.
You yeah. know what? Did you notice while we were talking, John pulled his truck up outside? So he's.
Whoa. Don't make me look backwards. Whoa. Right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the letters theme. A moonwalk.
Oh, yeah. That should be easy on a treadmill.
And our letter comes from Patrick Piper.
Ooh, nice alliteration, Patrick.
Yeah, who says, weird gadget, Dick. I was browsing Amazon. I saw this and I thought of you. So, Leo, I'm passing on the link. Jason, you have the link there.
Let's see here. Yes, I'm opening it right now. Go ahead and talk about it.
Because this is something now does not compare to the moving desk, but this is what Patrick thought we might send for the Body Back Buddy, which can work out every single part of your body.
Oh,
but
wow.
Leo,
is it
I'm
a workout
thinking,
or a massage? Or something else I guess entirely? What the hell?
Well, Leo, I was thinking when the Thrill Cam got stuck, you could throw this over the wire and then, like Jamma B, when he's thinner,
slide down.
Will pull himself up, fix the camera, and then lower himself down. So anyway, it's just a thought.
Body
from Patrick Piper.
Buddy. Wow.
The Body Buddy. Mm-hmm. And if anybody's interested, it's on Amazon from the Body Back Company.
Yeah.
Where else?
Actually, NetTalker says we sell these at my work. If you want one, I'll send you one.
Really?
Where do you work, NetTalker? He's in our chat room.
I think
the Body Back building.
NetTalker's my Body Back buddy.
Oh, I think he should send you one.
He says he'll send it to me for free. He works at Massage. Wait a minute, we're going to earn it. We're going to give you a plug, massageelements.com. That's where you can go to get your Body Buddy.
Oh,
and
okay.
A lot more. massageelements.com. Let's take a look at the.
Yeah.
Oh, this is for people who run massage shops. They can get. So this sounds like a B2B enterprise.
Oh, is it? Okay. B2B.
Well,
okay.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, maybe not.
I don't think I need a 5-gallon pail of Bone Vital.
You know, I wouldn't mock that. I think that's not a bad idea.
You get 5% off. They have ice cream?
That was bath ice cream.
Bath? Oh. Is that a hot or a cold therapy item?
The ice cream? I don't know.
Let's go. They have a massage.
Bath soak.
They have a massage tools page.
Oh, that's us.
I think we are massage tools. we're bringing the site down. If we bring the site down, NetTalker.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
There it is. Well, no, that's not kind the Body of. Buddy. That's the Theracane.
Oh.
Oh, it looks very.
It's not an S. It's not an S. It's a C.
Oh, okay. We don't want that. We want the full treatment. No.
Yourself to deep relief from painful, knotted, spasmed muscles, even in the middle of your back. It's a self-massager.
Yeah, but we want the other one that goes more places.
There are no comments for this product.
Oh, okay.
NetTalker says in the chat, we have the others too, just not on the site.
They're such big sellers, we've decided not to put them on the site.
Right.
This
have
is good.
To be invited.
Okay. I think we should replace the crap I found on SkyMall with stuff I got at Massage Elements. The BioFreeze TheraBand foot roller.
How about the Thumb Savers
massage tool. If you need this, you're doing it wrong, I think.
Yes, I think so.
Might be my guess.
You're turning the pages way too fast if you need that.
You're massaging it wrong.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, kids.
And as someone said, you know, that device, you can lock your steering wheel with it, too.
It looks like the club.
It does, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Dick DiBartolo joins us every week at this time. That would be on Tuesdays around about, it's supposed to be 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern time. Starting next week, we go back to standard time. So that means we'll be UTC minus 8. So 2 p.m., which is 1,400, is 2,200 UTC on twit.tv.
Wow.
I did that all in my head.
That was hardly worth it.
Not even close to worth it.
No.
However, if you can't watch us live, you can get on-demand audio and video available after the fact at twit.tv/kizwiz or wherever fine podcasts are stored, aggregated, and delivered to your player without any trouble. Please subscribe. Thank you, Dickie D. We'll see you on Saturday for the Giz Fizz at the regular time.
Yes.
And
I'll see you on radio right before Giz Fizz.
On the radio, too. That's right. So, but most importantly, we'll see you next week.
I'll be here.
Yes, sir.